it this way. That's why I paid for it.
We should change.
I didn't like density trade anyway. I didn't like density for dollars.
You want to give them what?
No, I just think if it's appropriate, it's appropriate.
Selling our quality of life.
I believe we have. We have grants, Ms. Webb.
Yes, thank you. You today. First one, Sussex Central High School.
Do you know who that was directed to?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Cole.
I'll give $100 for mine if someone will make the motion. Are there any other participants?
What is it they're asking for?
They're asking for lacrosse equipment.
Lacrosse equipment?
Mm-hmm. For their lacrosse team.
For the children.
What school is it?
For the children.
Sussex Central.
High school.
I'll put $100 in. It'll be different.
Okay. Mr. Wilson, would you make that motion, please, for $300 from Mr. Phillips, Wilson, and Cole? So moved.
I make a motion that we buy lacrosse equipment for Sussex Central High School.
And is there a second?
I'll put $100 in. Low, what is it, $300 total?
Yes.
$300 total.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to provide $300 to the Sussex Central High School, $100 from Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, and Mr. Wilson. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Sure, why not?
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Miss Delaware Outstanding Teen Pageant.
Who was that directed to?
To all county council members. We have done a countywide $100 each for $500 in the last 3 years.
$100 each.
I think I have. Do I have $100 left?
I'll lend you $100.
Mr. Rogers took care of my account.
Okay. Motion for Mr. Cole to give $100 each, $200 for Mr. Phillips to cover the poor council.
Is that
person.
A beauty contest?
Something wrong with that?
Yes.
Change the focus of the, you know, they
what?
Don't really call them beauty contests anymore. But,
what is it?
Well, it's a scholarship pageant.
It's a beauty contest.
Outstanding teen.
Wait, she may not want to give 100.
But
pull that 100 back.
Scholarships for these girls.
She's
so.
Getting out.
You got something against pretty people?
Well, sitting here looking at you.
Well, thank you. I think that was a compliment.
See, she can say that, guys, because she can't be fired.
Okay. I'm not sure if we even have a motion.
What is the motion?
I said $100 each, but she doesn't have any money, but she's got some kind of problem with the beauty contest. It doesn't say beauty contest, but...
I bet Joe won every one she's ever done, too.
Okay.
Maybe it's just attractive people.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Sam, that counts you out. No,
we have a motion and a second. Unless Ms. Deaver turns my $100 down, I'll contribute on her behalf.
I'll take all your money.
Okay.
She's in now.
She's in. 100 for Mr. Cole, 200 for Mr. Phillips, 100 for Mr. Vincent, 100 for Mr. Wilson. If there's no further discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All the pretty girls aren't going to be voting for her next time.
Town of Millville.
Not going to vote for you either.
I don't know. I'm going to give them as much as I can.
Town of Millville.
I'd like to give $2,500 to the town of Millville to help them with their volunteer, to purchase some vehicles to be used for volunteer neighborhood watch.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Why do they have to buy cars for this? Can't they put signs on their own cars like everybody else does?
They don't have many cars.
They don't have many cars?
It's a small town.
Call the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Neighborhood watch no. signs.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Rehoboth Art League.
I'd like to give $2,500 for the art classes for the children.
I support the arts. I'll give $250.
Where's this at?
I'm giving $2,500. He's throwing in $250.
Where's this at?
Rehoboth. You don't need to. I have a motion. Is there a second?
I can give him $250.
You would
like to? That's good. I'm glad to hear. That's great. That's great. We're up to $3,000. Do I hear?
I'll second the motion.
Wow.
Mike, you're just seconding the motion?
That's correct.
Okay. You don't want to come over and see some
pretty... I haven't got much money left.
Is it because you oppose pretty pictures?
No, sir.
Excuse me. They're only requesting $2,500.
How much?
$2,500.
That's okay. Give them.
For the sake of running and getting, you know, the fury.
I don't want to give them too much.
But if they're only requesting $25.
Facts on
Look, you know what?
Just you guys can deposit your money in my account, and I'll just use it later. I'll do the $2,500. Yeah. That's okay. Make it easier.
Mr. Wilson has withdrawn their offering.
Thank you.
I believe I have a second from Mr. Vincent.
That's correct.
Without objection, I'll take the vote.
Wait a minute.
Ms. Deaver, you can comment, please.
Wait a minute. Well, the police departments are asking for grants that they've always gotten for police protection. Now, I talked with Carrie McGrath of the Rehoboth Art League, and she said they want the money because the First State Action Committee wants them to teach some children some art lessons. The First State Action Committee just got $50,000 from Walmart. Now, when the police can't get the grants that they want to protect the public, we're being asked to give to this Rehoboth Art League so that they can teach the First State Action Committee students art lessons. I don't see where, let's balance things a little bit. We're talking about public safety and we're talking about art lessons for people that have gotten $50,000 grants. I just can't see this. This is ridiculous.
Have we cut out the money to the towns as of this point?
Yeah.
No,
sir.
We haven't.
It's on the budget hearing.
There's been talk about cuts, and that was maybe a possible area cut, but I don't think anybody's cut. I don't think anybody's taking a vote.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to, whatever money I get, I think it's going to be $30,000 July 1. If they don't get their grants, that's where my grant money's going to go.
Okay, we have.
I just think we need to look at people losing their homes and their jobs, and let's get serious here.
Okay, that is definitely an issue that's going to be discussed during the budget presentation, but for the purpose of moving forward on the vote on the Rehoboth Art League, are you prepared to vote?
I'll vote.
Okay, Ms. Deaver?
I vote no.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
The Rehoboth Art League has been there close to 100 years, as long as I can remember, and they've done they've provided a lot of classes, and their expenses have gone up like everybody else's, and it's not just for that group you're talking about. And I'll vote yes, of course.
And I'll vote yes in deference to Mr. Cole. Motion carried.
Dewey Beach Lions Club.
The Lions Club leases a piece of ground. And the town uses it. So anyway, this is a community center, which is a public spot, but the Lions Club was blessed years ago by being left a piece of ground that has been used by the town over the years. Anyway, they're going to construct a community center on there, and I'm going to commit $5,000 of my community reinvestment funding to that. Effort.
I'm sorry. We have a motion by Mr. Cole. What was the amount, Mr. Cole? I'm sorry.
$5,000.
What lines are this?
Dewey Beach Lions Club has a relationship with the city government because they were, again, it was a gift they had gotten years ago, and they partnered.
Is there a second?
Good organization. I'll second. It's a good organization.
A motion and a second. Is there discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Well, I guess George is going to run for re-election next year, and he's sure giving out the money now. Sure, why not?
I'm going to run this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
We'll go run
start
for
early. I'm going to start early.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we begun the vote. Ms. Deaver votes yes. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
People to People. Well, that's an ambassadorship leadership program.
And we give this money to the school, right? And then they,
well,
is that how it works?
We give it to people.
Okay.
On behalf of the school.
I believe they said it's going to cost like $2,500 or something to get this for this effort or something, but I'm going to give $250.
What school is this?
What is it they're doing?
Indian River High School.
They're an ambassador representing the school at this People to People Leadership Summit where they learn all about leadership and explore careers. And
where is it going to be?
This one is in Washington, D.C. The student involved, though, I believe, is in Mr. Cole's district, and that's typically how People to People work.
And I'm hoping he'll turn 18 someday.
You vote for you, George, because you gave him money.
We have a motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Wilson. Give $250 from Mr. Cole's account to the People to People Leadership Summit. If there's no further discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I think I'll vote yes, because I think Joan thinks this boy will go to Washington, D.C. and come back as a liberal, right? We get indoctrinated over there.
George, yes. Stick to business.
I'm going to have to vote no. I've stopped giving to the individuals. Nothing against Mr. Cole's motion, but to be consistent, I better vote no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Against the individuals?
Well, it does appear.
Oh, it went to the school.
It does, but it does benefit one individual.
He's just had this.
I turned one
revelation
down last week. I'm sorry. We have. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
I don't have any.
Any additional business brought before council?
He's on the way. Yeah, come on down.
Uh-oh.
We
just
got
a minute. Let me call you first.
All right.
Lori Allen, please.
She works for us.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lori. No personal attacks, and you got 3 minutes.
Okay. My name, as you know, is Lori Allen, and I'm the office manager for the EMS department. I presented an email to Commissioner Phillips in opposition of the proposed changes to the existing health care plan, and I do appreciate the responses from Commissioner Deaver and Commissioner Vincent. Based on the responses I received from fellow employees, I believe I share their opinion in response to the proposed changes. I've completed an apples-to-apples comparison of the existing health care plan, the proposed plan, and the state comprehensive PPO plan. In reviewing the data, I believe it's clear the proposed plan is not comparable with the state comprehensive PPO plan. In fact, the proposed plan is substantially more costly to the employees. I do not feel due consideration has been given to the financial impact to the employees, and the benefits under the existing plan will not remain the same under the proposed plan. In addition to the increased cost of participation, co-pays increase in nearly every category. I would like to formally request that the County Council review a more detailed comparison of the health care plans and reconsider approving changes to the existing plan.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Travis Woodyard.
Good afternoon. My name is Travis Woodyard. I'm the president of the Sussex County Paramedics Association. On behalf of the Paramedic Association, I strongly urge Mr. Baker and the council to reconsider the proposed health care changes that were presented to the council last week. We feel that this plan was put together in haste without adequate consideration of the effects it will have on all employees of Sussex County. We believe that the changes will have a greater impact and long-term consequences that were not fully realized by the county administration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Vaughn.
I was going to say good morning, but it's no longer morning. Good afternoon. I'm Barbara Vaughn from Lewis, and I did raise my hand, and I understand that the record was closed on the Hunter's Walk project, but what I was going to say was that the results of the studies that were referenced in the letter from Mayor Ford will be presented on April 18th in a public hearing or a public forum at the Lewis Library, and I would like to invite all of you to attend and hear what they have to say. It will come from the Greater Lewis Foundation's project called Future Scan and from the Renaissance Group, which we sent money and they did studies. So it's a warm invitation, and I would very much like to see all of you there. I'd also just like to change the subject a bit and recommend that land preservation dollars that are received from developers who receive a density bonus, that money be spent in the district in which the development is located. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, James Fuqua. Okay. We have a request for executive session. If I could have a motion from council. It's for land acquisition, personnel, pending, and potential litigation.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.